From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A bombing in Iraq kills 91. Authorities are investigating two separate bombings in Baghdad early Sunday that killed at least 91 people and wounded 186 others. The first was a suicide truck bombing that occurred shortly after midnight at a busy shopping area, killing at least 82 people and wounding 170 others. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blast in the Karada district. The jihadist group considers Shiites heretics. In the second attack, an explosive device detonated in Baghdad's northern Shab area, killing at least five people and wounding 16. No one has claimed responsibility for that attack. Bangladesh has begun 2 days of mourning after a group of seven Islamist militants killed 20 hostages. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a late Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. A nighttime vigil was held in Dhaka. Cultural activist and author Mafid Olhaq was one of its organizers.
Sadness for the meaningless carnage, the killing, the brutality, which involved nationals from four different countries, India, Japan, Italy, and Bangladesh. And also, they were part of our society, they were part of our economic development, they were part of our progress, and they were part of our youth.
This morning, Pope Francis delivered a prayer for the victims of Iraq and of Bangladesh. The Pope told tens of thousands of worshippers in St. Peter's Square that he feels closeness to the families of the victims and asked those gathered to pray together for them. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This